have to do is dig out the meat and dip it in seasoned clarified butter and maybe sidekick it with a USDA prime filet or a one-pound giant crab leg. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Harry and Stavro Karagiannis continue to make Surf and Sirloin the same amazing place to dine that it's been for 23 years. You can dine in intimately for two or ask about customized private party rooms from 25 up to 170 people. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. You can check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Attention TMA Lemmings. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has a treat for you in 2018. Stop by any of Hotshot's 11 area locations and order up a Lemmings lunch today. That's a flaming Vaughn burger and TMA hot tots along with plenty of soppings for only $8.99. It's a meal fit for a Lemming, available only at Hotshot's, exclusive home of our monthly TMA live events. Find the location nearest you at hotshotsnet.com and make Hotshot's your home for all the games, all the time.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks, fresh every day.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life,
you gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill. Visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
You know, when you, like, you grab a woman's breast, it feels like a bag of sand.
Wow.
Not always.
Doesn't taste like sand.
Oh, good.
See, stop the music. Stop the music. We don't go for that. That's not the kind of show we do. Right away, sorry, I thought turning
was,
to that.
I thought it was on Charlie Brennan's show. I'm sorry.
All right, start the music. It's gonna take Tim a while to learn that the classy level that, you know, we strive for. He's a work in progress. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the February 19th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. What a terrific store this is in Chesterfield Valley. In the heart of Chesterfield Valley, there is not another store anything like it. You know, and most stores can't say that. You go into some store, yeah, it's kind of like another store, and that's kind of like another store. Not this place. Amini's, one of a kind. Well, four, but they're in other parts of the country. Let's do this first.
Hey!
Wow, I got nine people to introduce. This really is the large morning show in the afternoon. We'll start with the guy who spent 19 years over across the pond, as they say, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Lyme Phillips. He is doing a good job catching on to this 360 soundboard. That's what it's called, the thing with all the sounds in it. Lyme, say hello to someone.
Hello to everyone out there. I hope you're enjoying the show. A special shout out to my mom and my dad, who is listening online as we speak right now.
And I realize I said England, then I did an Australian accent, but that's just, it always turns to that, and I don't know why. Let's look who's here, just sort of, I don't know, eavesdropping. Taylor Nickerson, our tech guy, decided to stick around. Taylor, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, from the bottom of a tin can. He says hello to everybody. That's where we had to put him because we don't have any room. We had to put him in a barrel because we don't have any more room. I'll do it again. Say it to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. See, he's actually in the room. Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
Hi. Would love to say hi.
Hey.
I know. Hey. Love to say hi. Thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you're changing jobs and have a retirement account...
A real professional.
I know. If you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, you can call Mark and Jason. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All righty, round and round we go. Our newsman is Tim Woodburn. You say, boy, that's got to be a heavy-duty job. That must take up all his time. Oh, no. No, it doesn't. Wait. He's so much more. That's right. In addition to making me hungry, talking about lobsters a while ago, he is a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, provides a service called Confrontation Interference for $150. If you think you're going to have a confrontation with somebody, we'll send a couple of people out there for you to make sure that everything goes okay and you don't get hurt. Last Thursday, I had to leave the show at 5:30 to do a confrontation interference. And I met this woman outside the house, and she was about to go confront another woman about some personal matter. I said, "You want me to record this?" What was that? That was the recording. Yeah. That was her punching the other gal.
Yeah. I said, you want me to record this? And she goes, yeah, you can if you want to. And so I get my phone out. I'm discreetly recording it. And then she goes and cusses a gal out in some language that I don't understand. I'm like, why would you want me to record that? But anyway.
Oh.
Do you have an idea what the language was? Like German or was it Chinese? Or
It was something close to... It's something that people would speak in India, whatever that language is.
Oh, you know what? I'm fluent in that. No, I'm fluent in that. Did it sound like this? Did it sound like that?
If it did,
she said, verbatim. Get out of my yard, you bitch. Yeah, in Indian, because I speak it.
Yeah, I bet that's what she said.
Did you finish your response?
Yeah, okay.
Wow, boy, oh boy. We have the one and only Bill Cleveland, who's about to do his segment, unless we run out of time, which we almost have. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Load it up and truck it. That's right. Sometimes he's eastbound, sometimes west, south, north. He's all over the place. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rad Boy, he knows one thing and one thing only. It's all that's on his mind. What is it, Rad Boy?
Cheese.
That's right. And if you would, please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
UK, correct?
That is correct.
So it is, what is it? Is it like after 11 there?
It is 11:19 right now. They are exactly, like minute and seconds are the exact same. They're always just six hours ahead.
Okay.
All right, well, we are brought to you by Amini's, and I'm going to guess, I don't embarrass anybody in the studio, but I'm guessing not everybody has been to Amini's. Shame on you. You should have been by now. And people listening, if you folks listening, if you haven't been to Amini's, why? Why not? What the heck? I mean, this is a store that you walk into and you say to yourself, I've never been anywhere like this before. I've never seen a store like this, because you haven't, unless you've been to the other three scattered out in other parts of the United States. And here's the other thing. Check their website, too, because like any other store, they move things out to make room for new stuff. But the stuff they move out... You'd be happy to have last year's model of whatever it is. There's nobody who can go into somebody's backyard and say, hey, nice patio furniture, but isn't that 2017 stuff? They're not going to do that. They don't know that. It could be 2015. If it's from Amini's, it's going to be around a long, long time. So you're probably going to be pointing out furniture that's not brand new. Because if you bought it 5, 6, 7 years ago at Amini's, you're still sitting on it, still using it, still looking at it, still enjoying it, because they don't sell any junk. And what's deceiving about patio furniture, I'll give you one example. So one of the things that's hot now and has been for a few years are these flame tables. It's like a table and it's got glass beads in it, and then flames come out. People sit around it. There are all kinds of those. There's some real cheap ones that I wouldn't even want. I'd be afraid the thing would blow up in my face. And the furniture around it is crap. And then you got your mediocre in the middle stuff, and you got the stuff that Amini's sells. From a distance, they look the same. You'd go to somebody's patio or screened-in porch or backyard and see patio furniture that looks kind of like some of the stuff they might sell to Amini's, but it's not, unless they bought it at Amini's. They are famous for the quality of their patio furniture, and it is, not only is it not too early, this is when you want to be making your decision what patio furniture you want. And of course, the area rugs. Area rugs are a big deal, since a lot of homes now have said goodbye to wall-to-wall carpet. They are either tile or they're wood floors, but they like for color and dampening of sound and other reasons to put beautiful area rugs down. You can't have any color with wall-to-wall carpet. That's it. That's your color. Putting rugs on the floor, the right rugs, like artwork. And you'll see when you go to Amini's, the biggest selection of rugs, handmade and machine-made you've ever seen. And upstairs, go upstairs, right away, go upstairs. A lighting selection, Jaffe Lighting. What a spectacular collection and selection of lighting, as well as furniture for other rooms in the house. It's just too much to talk about. So just go there. Tell them you're AM and the PM. That is so important
Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo. Oh, yes, and they're in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. I think I said that. Let's go somewhere with Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World. And another product like no other. For an extremely reasonable price, you got the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Let's go somewhere. Here's Bill Cleveland, everybody. Happy New Year, Bill.
So I have to ask you quickly, Frank, do you know who there's an actor named Jason Isaacs? Do you know who this is?
I don't.
Who's that?
He's in, I guess, all the Harry Potter movies. I didn't know who he was until Friday.
I tried to
watch all the Harry Potter movies. Who is he?
I don't know who the
character is. I tried to watch the first one, and I couldn't get through it.
This is an actor who's, I guess, very well known. I get these text messages on Friday from a bunch of people that, I guess, follow this guy on Instagram. And he was at the Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, on Friday, and he was posting a picture and complaining about Donald Trump. And he had a picture of the Make America Great Again hat that was on sale at the Los Angeles International Airport in the big display case there at the gift shop, one of the world's busiest airports. Well, guess what's right next to the Donald Trump hat at LAX Airport? A copy of Bill Cleveland's 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die book.
Oh, come on. No, really? Come on now. Yeah, you made it. Wow. You made it.
So there you go. So
you made it, man.
Hat purchase not included with the book purchase. But yeah, no, I thought that was kind of funny to the guy. And he has no idea who I am, obviously. But
you've accomplished something.
Thank you very much. So this week, since it's President's Day today, I thought we would talk about some presidential places that you should visit, some of my favorites. So here's the one that we'll mention today. And it is the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Has anyone been to the Lincoln Memorial?
Yes,
I have.
Yep. Yes,
I have not.
It is, I don't know exactly how to describe it. It's serene. It's majestic. It is just a really, I don't know. I really like going to the Lincoln Memorial when I have the chance. It's massive. So if you've never been there, 99 feet tall, 202 feet wide. I mean, it's a pretty good size memorial.
And it's life size. He was really tall.
No, that's the building. That's not Lincoln himself. A lot of people won't realize also, there's the foundation extends 66 feet into the earth because they have to support all that marble. Yeah, it's a pretty good size, whatever you would call it.
I'd call it a chunk of concrete.
Yeah, a chunk of concrete.
That's a lot of concrete.
In the end, the memorial took about 8 years to build. Lincoln's son was the only surviving son, Robert Todd Lincoln. He was there when the memorial was opened. He was 78 years old when he was there. The statue itself, Frank, 19 feet tall, so still a little larger than life. 36 columns on the memorial, and those represent the 36 states that were in the Union when he died. Now, here's something to look for when you go to the memorial. There is an error in some of the printing that's on one of the speeches. I think it's the Gettysburg Address. It's on the right-hand side, and the word is future. But they spelled it E-U-T-U-R-E. And over the years, people have, I guess, tried to fix it. But you can tell that it's not working. Not there. So 24 hours a day if you want to visit. Definitely check it out if you have the chance and you're in Washington, D.C. It's you won't regret it. That would be my opinion. Maybe
I'd like different. To know where the guy is who misspelled future, if anything ever happened to him. Because you know that somebody at some point went, boy, this is spectacular.
Wait a minute.
Just this year they misspelled.
Come here, Jim.
Just this year they misspelled something on the invitation to Trump's State of the Union invite to the members of Congress.
No, that's
what
was that? Right.
I think it was State of the Onion or it was State of the
You're right. He's right. It's a glaring error, and you know that somebody got called in. Sit down, Jim. Yeah. Just look at the invitations you sent out to everybody, making us look stupid. Yeah, I like to know what happens to those people.
Well, two people didn't catch it. The person that typed it the first time, and then the guy who's chiseling it into the wall didn't get it. So if you want some more information, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I am Bill Cleveland, on the road, and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, before I get into what Larry Connors is going to talk about tonight, Tim Woodburn does the
commercial for Surf and Sirloin. It's a terrific place. It is. The food's good. But in the commercial, Tim, a while ago, I was so hungry for lobster, just a big chunk of that white lobster meat. And you said they used seasoned clarified butter. Mm-hmm. Well, what is that exactly?
You know, I asked him that. And
he didn't know either.
No, he did. It's something they do to treat the butter. I think it takes the salt out of it. I have to look it up.
Have you ever had that butter where it's like it's almost see-through and it's yellow and there's like no white frothy bits or anything?
I think that's what this is.
That's what it is. I'm a trained chef. I know what clarified butter is.
An exterminator. It's former exterminator and chef.
It's pure butter fat minus the water and milk proteins found in normal butter.
The white stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yep. Whoa. As if it wouldn't be good enough just being melted butter.
Right.
You know, that would be okay with me. But no, they have to clear it up. Good for them. Okay, well, I knew you'd probably know. I was hoping you didn't know, so you looked stupid. But
well, Limey was the
maybe
one
next
that knew.
Time.
Limey said me. Knew too, but yeah.
Yeah, like
I got Tim's back.
I don't want Limey to get too confident. So here's the deal. Larry Connors comes on right after we get off at 6 o'clock. Yeah. He's going to talk to you about a Texas sheriff where teachers are carrying weapons and what kind of training they get. Also, the Black Panther movie is getting all kinds of attention, making a lot of money. Larry's going to have a special guest who's going to discuss how Hollywood continues to exploit black people. And that special guest is, and Dan, I know you remember this guy from when he was on TV probably, Gentry Trotter.
Yes.
Gentry Trotter has his own PR firm.
Really?
And he used to be an executive at St. Louis TV station, and he used mm-hmm. to do, I think, movie reviews or something on Channel, if I'm not mistaken, 4.
Yes, he did.
And 11. And, man, you talk about a guy who was ahead of his time.
Oh,
flamboyant.
Yeah.
Yes. Sugar Plum.
Yeah.
And so Gentry Trotter, who is black, says they're exploiting black people in Hollywood, and I happen to agree with him, but I can't say it because I'm not black. He will on Larry's show tonight. And Fergie is under attack for her rendition of the national anthem. That was last night. Was that last night?
That's the one we listened to.
That was horrible. Yeah.
So Larry's going to play that again for you and talk about the attack she's under. And quite frankly, I think she should be, because I think she turned it into trying to make the song her own. It's not hers. It's the Star Spangled Banner. It's the national anthem. So all that on Larry Connors coming up right after.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate,
that
Limey.
Yeah,
She's not that. So I'm reading this article on the Post-Dispatch website, STL Today. That's our local paper's website. And here's what I read, and I just thought, who writes this stuff? That's what I thought. Talking about the July shooting of Jared Kershaw. This is a guy who was killed by the police but wanted to be. Suicide by cop. Dan Strauss's brother. Same thing happened to him.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's said in the Post, the online site for the Post. At the end of the story, it said, quote, police found loads of unused ammunition in his car. Unused? What other kind of ammunition would he have in his car? I mean, think about it. You need that word? Unused ammunition. I think all ammunition that hasn't been fired is unused, and if it's been fired, it's not going to be in their car. So, way to go, once again, Post-Dispatch. If you are bored and you don't have anything else to do, get out your phone or your tablet or whatever, or get on your computer and get on YouTube and just type in Stolen Valor. I've talked about this before. These are actual videos where military people confront fake military people. That's called Stolen Valor. When you pretend to, oh my goodness, there's some stuff on there. You can't believe there's a guy in an airport dressed in the full beautiful Marine dress blue outfit with a ribbon. This guy never did a day in the military. He's got the white hat on, you know, that beautiful blue uniform they wear.
Yeah.
And a guy confronts him who was in the Marines and says, so what's up? He says, hey, thanks for your service. The guy goes, yeah, no problem. And he sort of plays with him a little at first. He goes, so he starts asking him questions. Where were you stationed? Where were you deployed? How come you got that insignia on upside down or backwards or on the wrong? And he starts, and the guy admits, once he lays into him, he says, you're not even in the military. And he goes, no, but my son was. He goes,
I don't care about your son. How dare you? And people start gathering around the airport, and he lays this guy out. He said, I got buddies that died who actually did wear that. How dare you? And that's just one. They show pictures of, there's a kid, a young kid, Hispanic kid, wearing fatigues in an airport. And the guy who puts these together, there's several guys that do, they'll flat out tell you, they do it to get upgrades. That's one of the things they get. They get free meals. They get thanked all the time. They're not in the military. They go to some military store, and they buy this stuff, and they put it on wrong.
Oh, and here
they got the wrong patches on. There's one idiot walking in an alley with a fatigue jacket on, and this former soldier or military guy confronts him and goes, hey, what's up? He goes, just walking my dog, making sure everybody's safe. He actually has the gall to say that when he's off duty, he patrols the neighborhood just to protect people. And he's got some goofy peace symbol or something on his jacket. And the guy who was in the service says, what is that thing? He goes, oh, that's my, I was a sergeant. That's my sergeant's stripe. It's not a sergeant's stripe. It's a circular, goofy patch.
My sergeant's stripe.
You just can't believe it. Stolen valor. Oh. That's all you have to type in. You'll be entertained for hours. Now, watched a movie I didn't know a lot about because I don't think it got a lot of press. Roman J. Israel Esquire, starring Denzel Washington. It's a pretty good movie. It really is. He plays an attorney whose mission is to help those who can't afford real competent attorneys. He's a pro bono kind of guy, and he has no money. He's making no money. And things change, and that's all I'll tell you. I really enjoyed it. You didn't hear anything about it, did you, when it was in the theater?
No.
Roman J. Israel. Oh, and what is Esquire at the end of somebody's name? What does that mean? I know Tim right in the look at
him. I don't know.
He'll find out. But I've seen that before, like Trevor Phillips Esquire. What's your middle initial, Trevor?
Morgan M.
Okay. Limey M. Phillips Esquire. I don't know what that means.
It but means the name of the movie. Theater.
I thought Esquire was the one that came after Junior. Like,
No. Don't talk and not let people have a chance to laugh at what Dan just said.
Frank, it's an unofficial title of respect that has no significance whatsoever. It's just like a way of saying somebody's a little uppity, for lack of a better phrase.
Isn't that interesting? Mm. Let's put that on our cards. Yeah. Let's be like, yeah. I'll be Frank O'Pinion Esquire. You'd be Tim Woodburn Esquire. Yeah. Why not? It's not against the law, right? Right. But people assume it's something special.
Well, lawyers use it because they're all uppity, and lawyers like to be called.
Now hold on, Scott Sherman's not uppity.
Sherman Esquire.
No, there's a lot of but a lot of lawyers refer to themselves as so and so and so Esquire as a self-imposed term of uppityness, for lack of a
better. I'm uppity. I'm gonna start using it. Start using it.
Limey.
Now one last thing before the joke, and this is something else you'll see on YouTube. Just type in attitudes with cops. You'll see hours and hours and hours of these idiots who make a point to have their video rolling, their camera go when the police officer comes over to the car. And these are the morons that make their lives miserable. These are the people that go, I don't have to answer to you. I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to tell you where I'm going. Knock that crap off. When you look, the truth is, legally, you don't have to say one word to a police officer. A police officer comes up to your car, you can just crack the window an inch. You don't have to show them anything. You don't have to answer anything unless you're under suspicion of some crime. Just the fact that you can do it doesn't, to me, make it the thing to do. It makes you an a-hole. When you start spouting off your constitutional rights, you're an a-hole. These people have a job to do. All right? How about this? Just a little politeness goes a long way. And just maybe fewer people would think the cops are jerks, when in fact, I think in a lot of cases they have every right to be jerks to people who pull this I know my rights crap. Knock it off. If they want to know who you are and see your license, show it to them. Just show it to them. What's the harm? You don't have to.
Unless you have a warranty.
You don't have to.
a warrant out, a warranty, unless you have a
warrant. No. No. They don't have to have a warrant to ask to see your license.
No, I
know. They just have to have pulled you over for a cause. You're under suspicion of something. You're weaving. You might be drunk. Otherwise, if it's just a traffic stop, no, you don't have to. But why play that game? I hate that. I can't stand the way people abuse the cops. And don't give me this, what about these cops that shoot innocent people? Yeah, okay. That's 20 cops out of what? 800,000, 900,000, a million? So, okay. That's not going to be done. No, I'm not going to go for that either. I think for the most part, they deserve to be treated with a little bit of respect and just the same politeness you would show anybody else. Just be decent to them, okay? You don't have to let them bully you or do anything they're not allowed to do, but for goodness sakes, let them do their job and try to be nice. That's it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, that YouTube, man, that's addictive. I start watching that stuff, and I get mad. I'm sitting there watching it going, shut up, don't talk to a cop that way, and I realize they can't hear me. This is a good joke. I know Dan loves Dirty Ernie jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So this takes place in high school. These are all freshmen in high school. And Ernie, who we usually call Dirty Ernie, but in this case he's not really dirty. Ernie is in the classroom, and the teacher, it's Friday. The teacher gets up about 11 o'clock and says, well, I've got a special treat for anybody who's been studying. I'm going to ask a few questions, and the first person to give me the right answer gets the rest of the day off. You go home today at noon on Friday, and you get an extra long weekend. Oh, man, Ernie can't wait. He's ready to get out of there. He hates school. So the teacher says, let's start here. Who said 4 score and 7? And boom, Susie raises her hand. Abe Lincoln. She says, Susie, that's right. Get your stuff. You can go home. You're free to go. Have a great extended weekend, and I'll see you Monday, Susie. She goes, see ya. She walks out. Teacher says, all right. Who said this? I have a dream. And before Ernie can even start to get his hand up, Mary says, that was Martin Luther King. She says, Mary, that's exactly right. Get your stuff together. Go on home. Have a great extended weekend. I'll see you Monday. Now, Ernie is, he's getting ticked that these girls in class are smart and answering so early. Teacher says, who was it that said, ask not what your country can... Boom! Nancy's hand goes up. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Nancy, that's correct. Go on home. Get the rest of the day off. Have a nice long weekend. See you Monday. When the teacher turns her back to the class, Ernie looks around and says, I wish these bitches had shut up.
The teacher...
Hold.
My finger slips.
That's not a punchline.
My finger slips.
God. I wish these bitches would shut up. And the teacher wheeled around and said, "All right," she said, "Who said that? Who said that? I heard that. I heard it." And the class is just quiet. The teacher says, "All right, we're not going anywhere till I get an answer. I want to know who said that. Who said, I wish those bitches would shut up?" And Ernie jumps up and says, "Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton, and Matt Lauer. See you Monday."
All right, we're going to check traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Autobot and Repair. Accident northbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road. A crash westbound 70 at Bercher. Southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. That accident's been cleared. Westbound Page at 270, an accident blocking. Center lane closed. Eastbound 64 at Vandeventer, possibly due to potholes. And construction delays southbound 255 at State Street and northbound 55 at Illinois 143. Your car faces daily dangers on the road. When accidents happen, CarStar Auto Body Repair experts are here to help. They'll take care of your entire repair, from towing to rental car to expertly repaired vehicle, all backed by a national warranty. Call 1-800-CARSTAR or visit carstar.com. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Oh, hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me! Hurt my feelings!
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face?
After Meridian.
Roger Dean Stadium is now Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New face, same great place. The Cardinals, the Marlins, spring training 2018. Individual game tickets, season tickets, mini plans, and groups are all on sale now. Don't miss out. Catch all your favorite players in action. The countdown to spring has started. First game kicks off on February 23rd at 1:05 p.m. Visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for more info or swing by the ticket office today.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had jumbo shrimp with a Cajun barbecue butter? A dish that's so outrageous you need a loaf of Fazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Let's go to the Coachella Valley. What do you say? In Southern California. That's where Mike Evans resides. He's standing by, and he's brought to you by Annie, the place where Taylor Nickerson took his wife for Valentine's Day. You can't do better than that. Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is right next door to the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same perfection in the quality, and they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Mondays. And gift cards, for goodness sake, every day is a great day to give somebody a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. And now, here is Mike Evans.
That's all right.
Hello. What's happening?
Ah, happy President's Day.
Yeah. No, you too. That's one of my really favorite holidays.
Well, not. I know it is, and certainly it's one of my
James Cagney. James Cagney. I recognize it.
Oh, man.
Washer's playing poppycock.
Burl Ives.
It is with a great vigor that I say a happy President's Day.
Woman killer Ted Kennedy. Killer. Oh.
Pop quiz theme all week, oldies but goodies. All questions feature celebrities that are 60 or 61. Today, name the name of the star who played in a movie, and his last name in the movie was the same as his real last name. Andy Garcia, Tom Hanks, Steve Buscemi, Dave Copperfield. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Anybody know who Eric Marlon Bishop is?
Nope.
Nope. No.
Nope.
You know him better as Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
And speaking of Jamie Foxx, he and his unofficial fiancée, Katie Holmes, believe that those who exercise together will stay together. On Monday, they play basketball together for an hour. On Tuesday, they swim together for an hour. They relax on Wednesday. Thursday, it's basketball again. And on Friday, they hike. and they made a pact never, ever to discuss a relationship with the media. Kind of sad. We'd like to know more. TV news, more TV sports for you to talk about. Fox and ESPN in a huge bidding war for Peyton Manning. Services as a color commentator, and he will be the highest paid color commentator whoever gets him. What do you make of that?
I can see that.
Well, I think he'll probably be very good. He has the longest head I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, he got a seven head.
He really does. See what he did there? Forehead, five, six, seven head.
So
he does.
That doesn't.
He can't help that, obviously. He was born that way. But, yeah, I think he'll be really good. I think people really like him.
Alec Baldwin has was conned out of $190,000 by a bogus art dealer, and he's not taking that lightly. He's making a TV movie about phony art dealers. Regarding the maniac that killed 17 people in Florida, you know, it's such a horrible, horrible story. But I was reading some posts that he put on the Facebook. He talks about how he wanted to kill all Jews, all Mexicans, all blacks, all immigrants, any white woman that would date non-whites, and even wanted to kill his mother and would run them over by a truck if need be. I think he would have killed people no matter what his deal was.
It's sad that they had red flags about him.
Well, I know that we have freedom of speech, but let me tell you something. When you put that kind of crap out there, it's fine with me if they knock down your door and take you away for a really thorough investigation.
Absolutely.
That is just not acceptable.
And the FBI had all kinds of stuff.
They blew it.
Yeah, they did.
Blew it. You can blame it on guns all you want to. They blew this just like they blew the thing with Assad down at Fort Hood, whose weapon of choice was a handgun. They blew it with him, too. They have all the stuff on him. Yeah.
Let's face it,
they do mess up sometimes, and they really mess this one up.
Oh, you're 100% right. Ryan Gosling loves his dog and sent a note out talking about his dogs to his friends, an email saying that my dog sleeps 18 hours a day. He has food that's prepared for him. His meals are provided at no cost to him. He visits the doctor once a year for a checkup. It costs him nothing. If there's any medical problems, it's all cared for. He doesn't have to pay anything. He lives in a great neighborhood. He lives in a house that's larger than he actually needs. He's not even required to do any to pick up after himself. If he makes a mess, someone else cleans it up. He can sleep in luxurious places, just sleeping throughout the house. He has the run of the house. And he said, after thinking about this, I realized my dog is a U.S. congressman.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question. Do you not think we're looking at a massive number of lawsuits against the FBI? And there's 17 lawsuits for sure.
And but if I were the police, too.
The police, and if I were the school, I would sue them, okay? I think the FBI is staring at a big, fat pile of checks they're going to have to write because they made the mistake early on in this of saying, yeah, we kind of messed this up. We had some stuff on it. They should never have said that.
How about the 39 visits to the house by the local police and they didn't do anything?
Yeah. Everything screams trouble with this guy.
This is a good segue. They segue me right into this. Annika Dean was in Fort Lauderdale Airport back on January 6, 2017. She was crouching, hiding behind a counter just feet from a madman, a gunman, who killed five people at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Her son, Austin Dean, 16, was hiding behind a counter at the Douglas High School last week, just feet away from Nicholas Cruz when he killed 17 people.
Oh,
wow.
What are the odds of that?
Pretty slim.
And California officials don't know what to do. I love this story. So they legalized pot, and now it's coming out. They're trying to keep it quiet, but thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the state of California are growing their own pot, which is illegal. You have to have a license to do it. And it's such a massive thing. They don't know what to do. They can't control it. I mean, it's just all these people growing their own pot in their backyard.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it? It's not illegal to make your own beer or wine, is it?
No.
That's regulated and taxed. Think about it. What's the difference? I mean, you can make your own beer. You make your own wine.
How are your plants doing, homie?
he's had his long before this law passed.
I got buds the size of my fist on me. Taking care of my business on me. And finally.
No. I do think this is an interesting dilemma, though, that it's legal, yet you got to buy it from somebody. I mean, you can make your own. Well, no, you can't make moonshine, can you? Liquor. That's still against the law. Because it's not stamped, it's not inspected. Maybe I do get it. Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
Oldies but goodies all week long, and today, name the name of the star who played in a movie, and in the movie, they used his real last name. In fact, they called this person by his last name throughout the film. His real last name, Andy Garcia, Tom Hanks, Steve Buscemi, David Copperfield.
I guess I'll go with Steve Buscemi.
I'm going to go with Garcia.
David Copperfield.
I'm going to go Garcia as well.
David Copperfield.
I will also say Garcia.
In the movie Desperado with Antonio Banderas, Steve Buscemi's character was called Buscemi. Mm.
Really?
There you go. I might give it up live. I'm hollering. I take it, my bee.
Who got that one?
Me.
Oh, Limestone.
You know, Steve Buscemi, there's no way he looked in the mirror one day and said, I think I'm going to be a big movie star. Yeah. That guy right. is as ugly. I think another ugly guy, too, and there's hope for all of us. Willem Dafoe. And who names a kid Willem? Could they not spell William?
No, it
what
is.
Happened?
It's actually, I think, was it his grandmother couldn't say William?
Because it sounds like a mistake.
Yeah, it
we
was.
We meant for him to be William, but it came out William.
Yeah, William his grandma Dafoe. Was from another country, and she would call him William.
He's another ugly one, and so is that Ron Perlman. I mean, you can be ugly and make it as a movie star. I like this. You don't have to look like George Clooney or something to be a movie. They work a lot. They work all that. Willem Dafoe, he's a scary-looking guy. And Buscemi is both scary and comical-looking. He's so goofy-looking. That was Mike Evans. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and right next door, the Smokehouse Market. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, gift cards are always a good idea. And they're closed only on Monday. I am a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Not right this second. I'm not. I'm not in the chair. But I am a patient there and have been for coming up on 45 years. I don't know what else to do to get you, if you're listening, and you haven't been to the dentist in a long, long time. I don't know what else to do. What I'm thinking is eventually if you just keep working on you, You'll cave in and you'll be reluctant to do it and you'll be nervous and you'll be scared, but you'll drag yourself into Ballast Dental Care. And then after you're there about 5 or 10 minutes, the only thought in your head is, my goodness, I wish I had done this a whole lot earlier. I don't know why I didn't believe him. Well, I know why there are people that don't believe me, because they can't even imagine that it could be true that there's a dental clinic you could go to where they know what they're doing, where they're really good at what they do, yet you're never going to be afraid to go there. You're never going to dread an appointment again. That sounds like that's impossible for people who have never been to Ballast Dental Care and keep going to the same place they hate going to. Why would you just keep doing something you hate to do? Tell them you want your records, you transfer them over to Ballast Dental Care, make your first appointment. That's it. You shouldn't have to do something you don't like to do or you dread or you're afraid to do. Doesn't make any sense. And I just described a lot of dental offices. Lots of them. In fact, I think most people don't look forward to going to the dentist. I do. I have for many, many, many years, almost 45. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And you can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. I got about a minute or so.
Yep, you do.
To kill. This Nicholas Cruz, the kid that killed all these kids at school, is on suicide watch. I'm not sure I really understand. Let him kill himself. Better yet, let him loose for like 10 minutes among the fathers of the kids families, who are dead. Yeah. Put him out in like an arena and give them all rifles. and let them just shoot the guy.
Well, there's thoughts,
suicide watch.
There's thoughts that when a prisoner's on suicide watch, that that's psychologically actually more harming to them than it would be to actually kill themselves.
Well, I'm all for that, if it's harmful to them.
And then I mentioned earlier this this Jimmy Buffett play called Escape to Margaritaville. It's about to hit Broadway. And I watched him interviewed, and he's talking about the Caribbean and the islands and Key West and beaches and where people go to get away from it all. And this this question popped up in my head. Where does somebody who works on the beach or lives on the beach go to get away from it all? Let's say you're the bartender at a thatch-roofed resort bar, good-looking gals in bikinis coming. Where do you go to get away? I don't know that you want to get away from anything. I don't think you ever have to say, God, I gotta go somewhere and get away from all of what? Turquoise water and white sand? Nah. You stay right where you are. Thank you for being with us. Happy 50th anniversary to Mr. Rogers. If he can hear us, he's listening up in heaven. 50 years ago today, they launched that show. Please, please thank a police officer every chance you get. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
God, friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home.